Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Playing their fourth game in six nights, the Raptors brought a two-game win streak into a big game against their Eastern Conference rivals, the Celtics, and smacked the fuck out of them. These are happy, happy days, people. We are the champions. I'm Sam Holaku. With me, I have Joshua Howe.
How's it going?
Not bad, bro. This is great night. Great night.
Oh, yeah. This
is the Raptors Republic post-game championship celebration. But before getting into it, first, a word from our sponsors, Goldfinger Law.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Get gold. I like that jingle. It's really catchy. I fumbled poorly through that introduction, but it was a very, very, very exciting win tonight over the Celtics. The Raptors completely and utterly won every aspect of the game. I didn't watch much of the fourth because it was really elementary. There was no one left from the starting unit on the floor from the Celtics perspective. But Joshua, like, could we have asked for a better game and better showing of what we got tonight?
No, I think that was the best possible game we could have had. I didn't expect it to be that dominating. I thought it was gonna be pretty close. I was building it up all day, telling everybody that we were gonna destroy them by 50.
Yeah,
just because it was our time and we'd lost that game earlier in the season, but that was before, you know, OG was in the starting lineup and before we'd really caught fire with the bench unit and everything. So I knew it was going to be different, but man, I can't believe what I just saw.
No, it was incredible. I got a little bit nervous when they said Kyrie's going to be playing tonight. The Celtics have been sneaky the last few games without him. They've been playing really well. Terry Rozier is a beast. The line was the Raptors by 4.5. The over-under was 206. Like, they were expecting a little bit more of an outing to what we got tonight, and I can't imagine anyone predicted what we saw. I mean, right out the gates, the Raptors really looked engaged. They were honed. Lowry looked like he was just out for blood right from the beginning. He hit like three or four big threes early on, just to open up some space for everyone else. The defensive rotations were great. Guys were running over screens, like, you know, it's they were really, really prepared to come into this game. And, you know, hats off to Casey for that. I mentioned this was their fourth game in six nights. Like, you know, they've had a couple back-to-backs, couple nights off, you know, but the guys, they were, you know, they haven't been playing heavy minutes, but it's a lot of run, especially for this time of the year. You were talking about, I can't get my head straight. Sorry. I'll kick it over to you.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you watch the best team in the East playing against the Celtics.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Lowry was the best part for me. I think, like, this is the whole reason you reduce his minutes, right? This is what you want in big games. Obviously, it's like a playoff preview. Like, this is the kind of Lowry we can get come playoffs by, you know, reducing his minutes during the regular season, giving him the rest that he needs. Like, in that last Memphis game, he didn't play in the whole fourth quarter, and we just had the bench take over for us and get us to the end.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff is huge, and you saw it tonight as to why. And he came out and was just, you know, blowtorching them, the whole Celtics team, from three. And he's mostly been a spot-up guy this year, but he's shooting so well. that it, like, people don't really notice that much. The games where he's been really good, he's been pushing it in transition. Didn't see it too much tonight, but didn't need it because he was hitting every single three he took.
Yeah, I mean, the transition was interesting because early on in the game, they were playing a slower pace, something that was more to liking of the Celtics. But even then, they were making better plays than the Celtics were. And all of that was based off of their defense. Again, like, they were just, these guys had no room. Like, all their shots weren't great. And they missed a lot, but I felt like there was just, they had to work really hard to get their shots off. Kyrie made some noise, but I mean, he always does. But, like, you know, I was expecting a little more from him, frankly. And we didn't see a lot from the point guard position until Rozier came in and he hit a couple threes. It was, he's nice. He's nice. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Kyrie, but, you know, having OG, having DeRozan in there, it gives them the opportunity to, like, mix up the looks that they threw at Kyrie, I felt, early on. And, you know, OG plays really nice, and, you know, DeRozan's also long, and he seems to be trying a lot harder on defense.
Mm-hmm.
But it was they won a defensive battle against one of the best defensive teams in the league. And they hung 111 points on them, and, you know, because they ran back everything off of turnovers, off of, you know, missed bad shots. They were utterly unprepared for this to happen, the Celtics. And it bodes well for the playoffs, right? Like, that, you know, Kyrie's a guy who can make nothing out of something. But, you know, if you make this team run, if you make them get out of their comfort zone with a little bit more pace, and it's not like they were running it like Golden State Warrior styles, right? They were, it felt like a reasonable pace for the game. And also, it helped that the refs just buried their whistles in most of the game, at least for the first three quarters, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely more to the pace of the bench. Like, the bench came in and they loved it. It was working perfectly for them.
Yeah, in the second quarter.
Yeah, and like how good was Poeltl? Like, amazing. He was out there. He looked so good. Like, Valanciunas wasn't having a great game, and obviously hopefully he's all right. I haven't seen anything about him, but he kind of turned his foot going for a rebound there. But Poeltl came in and was such a huge difference maker. He was blocking everything at the rim.
Yeah.
You know, he was outrunning guys. Just a monster tonight. It was so good. And of course, then Siakam running around his, you know, the same sort of thing with so much energy. And then just the overall defense, like, DeLon Wright was like destroyer of worlds tonight. Like, he was straight up Galactus. Like, when he shot and he hit that three pointer in Kyrie's eye, I lost it.
Yeah.
It was insane. And he's been slowly improving at that three pointer, but that was huge. So yeah, the bench just crushing them. And, like, you know, the final score between the benches was like 59-51 in favor of Toronto.
Yeah.
But, like, that 51, like, 18 of those points all came from Terry Rozier, who's just, like, he was their leading scorer tonight for Boston, and he's just, like, on fire right now.
Yeah, and a lot of Boston's bench points came in the fourth when the game was just over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously Monroe hasn't played for them yet. And that's going to be something to look forward to for them to come off the bench, and he can score some stuff. But, man, this was such a good sign. Yeah, for playoffs, for everything, it was awesome.
Yeah. So you did mention about the bench, like, that's really when the tide turned in the second quarter, when you had the young kids come in, and the ball movement was just spectacular. There was one possession where I had to write it down in the player initial. So, like, Siakam passed it to VanVleet, who passed it back to Siakam, who passed it to DeLon Wright, who passed it to CJ Miles, who passed it to Siakam for the layup. All, like, you know, running just handoffs and passes. It was and they pushed the lead, and then in the third quarter they maintained it totally. So, like, you come out of the half, you're really expecting a push by Boston, because Stevens is really, really good at making, you know, in-game adjustments. He's a solid coach, and, you know, he's got these guys playing really well, and it just didn't happen. Lowry, DeLon, Fred VanVleet, these guys just kept their foot on the gas, maintained the lead, pushed it up to like 27 at some point, and it was just over. Like, this game was over for me, basically, towards the end of the third quarter. But they really, really won it in the second. When I'm calling them the bench mob. I don't know. It's not really exciting and creative, but when they first came in.
Yeah.
Jack had an interesting stat in the third quarter. He talked, you know, the Raptors had 14 points off of 13 turnovers. So, I mean, they really made the Celtics pay for every bad decision, every time, you know, they smothered them, they rotated properly. You know, there was a lot of swats. There were a lot of, like, forced shots that came that were short that, you know, a Raptor always got their hands on and just pushed out on the break.
Yeah, that's been the thing about the bench this year, right, is they change the pace of the game almost every single time when they come in. They just put their amount of energy, and they love to run. And the starters, it varies sometimes, but, like, the bench comes in, and it's always the same. It's, you know, work as hard as you possibly can on defense, get a rebound, and go.
Yeah.
There's never been, like, a possession where I've thought, wow, they're kind of they're lagging a little bit right now. Even when they're not playing well, they're still going and pushing it. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the things I love about the bench. I think it throws teams off a little bit sometimes. And then, you know, like at the beginning, DeRozan, he was stopping the ball a little bit near the very beginning. And then eventually he even got back into making some really nice passes and keep the flow going for the starters when they came back into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay, so how about what did you really, really like about the game? I mean, we talked about a lot of the stuff. I'll start with this. One thing I really, really like is, like, watching Fred VanVleet play defense. And I mentioned this. I think I've mentioned this in every single podcast that I've done. But the fact that he goes over the screens and, like, chases you down, like, I don't know, that really, for me, and I go back to, you know, my glory days in high school playing basketball, you know, when we went under screens, we used to come out of the game. Like, our coach would pull us. He's like, you run over the screens and you make them, like, work hard for their shots. And, you know, you don't see that a lot now. People switch. It's easier to do that. You know, you go into a little bit of a weird zone, whatever they do. But that was just seeing that. And then I started noticing guys like Lowry, DeRozan, you know, OG, like going over the screen, chasing their men down, and just really, really dogged. I can't get enough of that. Pound the rock.
Yeah, we need to bring that back, right? Do we still have that? Does he still have that giant boulder there? Do we know?
I don't know. Maybe question that's, Blake or Vivek.
Yeah, that's what I should have sent to Blake as a question in his last column. Yeah. Dang it. Well, I'll find that out. But yeah, for me, I don't know. It's a couple of things. Like, I can't get over DeLon, right, man? He's so good. Like, if he shows up like this in the playoffs where he's making his own offense, you know, like, that's the big thing with Norm, right? Like, when we lost Norm, the big concern, and it still kind of is like,
who's gonna score?
Yeah, and in the playoffs, like, you know, if it gets all tight and a play blows up and you need a third guy who can create something, anything, that's who Norm was supposed to be. But with him falling out of the rotation, or only, you know, coming in some games based on matchup, you need another guy to be able to do that. And like tonight, DeLon Wright was doing that. He was getting wherever he wanted, and he was making shots. And you know, that Euro step is so pretty.
It's really pretty. And just to reiterate, I think how he gets his points is super important too. His shot's not great. It's coming along, and it's way better than it was.
Yeah.
But like, when the game slows down a bit in the half court, If you have the ability to take your man off the bounce and get into the paint, it opens up a lot of potential to, you know, to drive and kick, to drop off to your big guy who's got better position on their rim, or, you know, just, you know, lob a teardrop floater or something. And DeLon gives us that aspect, and he's long, so it's harder to, like, you know, block him at the rim just like DeRozan. He's not really great at drawing the foul, but you know, hopefully that continues. All right, how about a thing you hate?
The thing I hate. Man, that's tough tonight. I don't know, man. Does the JV injury potential injury count?
No. It is actually critical. Concerning. We haven't heard anything yet, so he probably just rolled it or something. But
yeah, I think he just turned it. Yeah. I don't know. Like I'm a little worried about Ibaka. He's so like in and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you give him a couple of days rest, and he's awesome. And you're like, oh, this is the Ibaka we signed. You know, the potential that we could see with the team as a whole when he's playing really well. But he's been so, you know, at the start of the season, he started off really poor, and then he kind of bounced back. And now lately he's been like, you know, mediocre to not very good again, yeah, with like a couple of decent plays intermingled. Like tonight he didn't really play that well. He's been a bit invisible the last few games. And that's a bit of a concern going into playoffs. I'm not as worried as I think I maybe should be, just because of how the playoffs are set up and that he will be getting more rest.
That's actually exactly the thing I hated. Ibaka's game tonight. So like, again, 4 games in 6 nights. You know, yes, he does play better with you know, more rest in between games. But you know, he only played 22 minutes tonight. He only played 23 minutes on Sunday. He only played 23 minutes on Friday. So it's not like he's carrying like a heavy load of minutes played right now. And you know, he had 4 turnovers today to 5 rebounds. Like, he shot well from the field, but like, I mean,
he had some really weird turnovers.
That one weird.
In transition where like all he had to do was like look up and like dribble a bit. Like there was a Celtic near him, but it wasn't like he was pressuring the ball.
Yeah.
And he just kind of walked, and it was like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. All right, who are your 3 stars?
3 stars for tonight. I've got Lowry, Poeltl, and DeLon.
Wow, nice. I had DeLon as my first star. That he was critical. He was instrumental in that second quarter for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lowry's my second, and Fred VanVleet as my 3rd star. Again, like for me, the game was won in the second quarter, it was DeLon and Fred that won the game for us.
Absolutely, Fred had so many nice passes tonight too.
Yeah, he did. They were mostly hockey passes, I think, but nope, never mind. You're right. He did have a lot of passes.
I think he had, what, he had like 8 assists or something?
Yeah, he had 8 assists.
Yeah.
What am I thinking about? Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking about. All right, man. I think I need to sleep. And your Gerald Henderson Award winner?
Gerald Henderson Award winner. That was tough. Because literally all the guys who aren't that good on the Celtics didn't play well. Yeah.
It's got to be Daniel Theis, right? Theis, whatever the hell his name is.
Tice? Yeah, Tice. Yeah, I guess it is. I'm, like, going through the list right now. Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
There you go.
There were so many, like, it was him and a little bit of, Horford was around and they didn't throw that many for him, but they threw Tice so many, like, lobs tonight the back cut lobs. It was so weird, and he didn't make, like, any of them. I'm not sure he might have made, like, 1 or 2. But, like, I swear, they threw him, like, 8 lobs, and, like, he was wide open. He just couldn't get them. It was so strange.
That was weird. I don't know. Maybe he jumps out of the gym in practice.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it was just, like, they saw the open guy, and they're like, well, I guess we just have to throw him a lob.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. Like, they didn't want to risk having to pass it to him and have him take the time to, like, get up there with Poeltl or JV around.
Yeah. All right, man. I think that does it. Amazing win. Let's see what people say tomorrow. You know, the Raptors are starting to get a little bit of, hey, no one's really talking about these guys, and they're excellent at home, and, you know, blah, 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 and whatever. So, you know, hopefully this gives the Cavs some cause for concern and makes them mortgage their future to get, you know, Buddy out of Sacramento, George Hill, or, you know, something.
Yeah.
In Boston, you know, they didn't play very well tonight.
No.
And I expect a completely different team in the playoffs. Personally, I was super conflicted because I have Horford and Tatum on my fantasy team, and they threw up dust for me tonight. It's killing me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm glad they did, but, like, I really wish they, you know, they would have did just, like, 10% less than what they normally do.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm starting to ramble. I think we need to cut this. My friend, thank you for joining us today. That's it.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.